Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is Pastor Chad McMullen from First Christian Church in Sedalia. Today, I want to talk a little bit about a text from the book of Ephesians chapter 4. It's the last part of chapter 4 and the very first part of chapter 5, where the Apostle Paul is telling the Christians in Ephesus that there's some things that they need to stop doing and there's some things they need to start doing. And one of those things is dealing with anger. One of those things is wrestling with their anger. And he says it's okay to be angry, but just make sure you don't let your anger cause you to sin. And not long ago, a woman came to me as her pastor, and she came and expressed her struggle with anger. She says, you know, I think I'm being sanctified. I'm becoming more Christ-like in my character. But boy, one area where I really struggle is that I get super angry all the time. I end up yelling, getting hostile. I lose it, she says, and turn my home into a place where there's a hostility and frustration. And then she asked me, is that sin? And I didn't really know how to answer her because I'm really not the judge of sin. But I think clearly when you do something that affects your family negatively, when you respond in anger in a way of tearing people down or getting so angry that you're screaming, if you're saying things that tear people down, if you're saying things that destroy your household and destroy the value of the people in it, then I would venture to say, yeah, that's not pleasing to God. Don't let your anger cause you to sin. You can do better.